Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of Play Me or Fate Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, a couple shout outs to start the show today. First of all, AP Jr., thank you for the email. He sent a happy belated birthday to my wife. That helped me get out of the doghouse. Thank you very much, AP Jr. You made my day. Next, the Daily Juice Podcast and Matt Peralt, they celebrated episode number 500 today. Excellent show. That show was definitely one of the inspirations for our show and our format. So congrats to the Daily Juice on episode number 500 today. Well, yesterday for us could have been better, could have been worse. We win 239-50. Boy, I wanted that Long Beach State game. Ended up going to overtime. We lost it. And then in Maction football, well, in the first and second quarter, if you would have told me I could have pushed down Northern Illinois and Buffalo over the 60, I would have taken it in a heartbeat. But then when it goes to overtime at 27-27, yes, I got greedy. I wanted the win there. I didn't expect to push, but we'll take it. We move on, and a big card today. And before we get to the card, we need to remind you of our system plays because there will be four of them this week, two in college football, two in the National Football League. College football system, if you're new to the podcast, once again, we will play a home favorite against a ranked opponent if the home favorite is unranked. So we have that situation twice this week. Number one, it's Clemson -4 against number 10 Wake Forest. And then it's Kansas State -1 against number 11 Baylor. We're not making the plays official yet. We're still waiting for maybe a little more line value there. But those will be the two plays in college football for the system. Two unranked home favorites against road ranked opponents. Clemson and Kansas State will be the two plays. In the National Football League, we once again will play road underdog, or excuse me, road favorites that were straight up underdog winners the previous week. And that situation comes up twice this week. Play number one, Jacksonville Jaguars, +6.5 against San Francisco. The Niners, of course, a straight up underdog winner against the Rams last week. Meanwhile, the Jets were going to play at a +3 against Miami. The Dolphins were a straight up winner against the Ravens last week. So we'll be on the Jets and the Jags. Once again, not locking in the number yet. We're still hoping for a little more value on the line, but those will be the system plays this week. So two in college football, two in the National Football League. Now, let's get to the games we're playing tonight. Game number one in the National Football League. It is the Patriots at the Falcons. And we're going to play a total here. And we're going an over for once. We're playing the over 47. The Patriots are 5-5 to the total. Last time out, 52 points against Cleveland, mostly for the Patriots. Their last four games have averaged 50 points. Three of the four would have gone over this total. The Falcons, meanwhile, 5-4 to the over. Last time out, 46 points against Dallas. Most of those points were Dallas. Last four games for them have averaged 47 points, and they'd be 2-2 against this total in the last four. The Patriots, D, they are the story here. They've held their opponents under 20 points six times so far this year. Meanwhile, the Falcons, D, they've given up an average of 35.2 points per game in their five losses this season. Bottom line, this is the National Football League. The Falcons will play much better on offense this week compared to last week, but I don't see their D stopping New England. So the over 47 is my play. And if you listen to the podcast religiously, you know it's very rare for us to play an over in the National Football League, but we're playing one tonight between the Patriots and the Falcons over the 47. Next up, we go to college football. It is Duke and Louisville. Wish this was a basketball game, I guess. The Cardinals are 5-5 straight up, 5-5 against the spread. They lost at NC State by 15, lost to Clemson by 6, and beat Syracuse by 38. Meanwhile, the Blue Devils, 3-7 straight up, 4-6 against the spread. They lost to Wake Forest by 38, lost to Pittsburgh by 25, and lost at Virginia Tech by 31. So the Devils are so bad that Virginia Tech fired their head coach after beating Duke by 31. On the bright side, they did beat Kansas this year, who then beat Texas, who beat, well, I guess we'll stop right there. So I have no issue with Louisville looking ahead to Kentucky. I actually need it since I'm going to play Duke plus the 20. Call me crazy, but Coach David Cutcliffe will put up a good fight in prime time tonight, especially if those retirement rumors are true. I'm going to play Duke plus the 20 against Louisville in college football. Next up, we go to the association where, don't look now, but we have a winning record on the totals. And tonight, we're going to play the 76ers and the Nuggets under 209.5. The Sixers are 9-5-1 to the under this year. Last time out, they lost 120-85 at Utah, going under the total. The Nuggets are 10-4 to the under this year. Last time out, they lost 111-101 at Dallas, going over the number. Denver is number one in scoring defense. They are the only team in the NBA giving up less than 100 points per game, currently giving up 98.9 this season. I got to play it tonight. The under 209.5 is the play between Denver and Philadelphia. Next up, we go to the Frozen Pond, where we were flipping coins on this one, which one to go with, but ultimately we decided on St. Louis minus 1.5 over San Jose at a plus 150. The Blues are 8-5-2 this season, 3-3-1 at home. They're outscoring opponents 51-42 this year. Last time out, they lost 3-2 to Arizona. The Sharks, meanwhile, 8-6-1 year to date, 5-4 on the road. They've outscored their opponents 43-42 this year. Last time out, they won at Minnesota 4-1. So the Sharks are coming off an impressive victory. The Blues are coming off an embarrassing loss. You know what that tells me. The Blues should be the motivated team tonight. So let's play St. Louis minus the 1.5 at a plus 150. Next up, we go to college basketball, where we had a tough time eliminating plays tonight. We limit ourselves right now to 7 college basketball games. And we liked about 11 today. So we threw 4 out and we came up with this 11. So here we go. Game number 1. I don't know how this one survived the card. It is Alabama State plus 29 over Iowa. The Hornets are 0-4 straight up, but they're 4-0 against the spread. Last time out for them, they lost by 8 at Iowa State on Tuesday. They have covered all 4 games by a combined 46 points. I like teams that cover, I guess. That's why they made the card. The Hawkeyes are 3-0 straight up, winning by an average of 27 points per game. I'll take the 29 tonight on Alabama State. Next up, it is New Hampshire plus 14 at Providence. The Wildcats are 1-1 this year. They lost by 5 at Marquette last time out. Meanwhile, the Friars are coming off that big win at Wisconsin, where they won 63-58. So we're hoping for a little letdown in this one. Of course, a pesky team from New Hampshire. I'm taking New Hampshire plus the 14. Next up on the card, it is Ole Miss and Marquette. And we're going to play Ole Miss minus the 3.5. This is a neutral site game in South Carolina. The Rebels are 2-0 with a couple of cupcakes so far. Meanwhile, Marquette is 3-0 coming off the huge upset win over Illinois. Kermit Davis is one of my favorite coaches, so I'm going to lay the 3.5 tonight on Ole Miss against Marquette. Next up on the docket, we go back to South Carolina. Another neutral site game. This time it's Temple plus 4 against Clemson. The Owls are 1-1, losing to USC by 5. Meanwhile, the Tigers are 3-0, with their best win being an 8-point win over Wofford. I like Temple straight up, but I'm going to take the 4 points in this one. It is Temple plus 4 over Clemson. Next up, we go to Myrtle Beach, another neutral site game. This time, it's East Carolina plus 13 over Oklahoma. The Sooners are 2-0 with a nice 52-point victory over UT San Antonio in the last game. Meanwhile, East Carolina is 3-0, and they have some size, though, that could give OU trouble. So I'm going to take the Pirates plus the 13 tonight over Oklahoma. Next up on the docket, it is Nevada plus 8.5 at San Francisco. The Dons are 4-0 this season. They beat Samford by 22 the last time out. Meanwhile, the Wolfpack are 1-2. They lost to Santa Clara by 22 on Tuesday. I expect a much better effort from Steve Alford's club tonight. I'm going to take Nevada plus the 8.5 at San Francisco. Then on the final game tonight, it is Rutgers minus 2.5 at DePaul. I grew up as one of the biggest DePaul Blue Demon fans in the world. That cute little demon sitting in the basket for a logo. Ray and Joey Meyer gave me so many good memories over the years. Memorable games on WGN. DePaul was Chicago basketball before Michael Jordan, Mark Aguirre, Dallas Comegys, Tyrone Corbin, Rod Strickland, Dave Corzine, Tommy Kleinschmidt. The list could go on. I love those guys. Rutgers is a better team and program in the current time. Play Rutgers, -2.5. Okay, here's your card. That was tough for me to say. Such a big DePaul fan. I don't like going against him, but I have to. It's money. So your plays for tonight in the NFL. It is the Patriots and the Falcons over the 46. College football, it is Duke +20 over Louisville. NBA, it's the Sixers and the Nuggets under 209.5. On the frozen pond, we're on St. Louis -1.5 over San Jose at a +150. College basketball, it is Alabama State +29 over Iowa. New Hampshire +14 over Providence. Ole Miss -3.5 over Marquette. Temple +4 over Clemson. East Carolina +13 over Oklahoma. Nevada +8.5 over San Francisco. And in their nightcap, it is Rutgers -2.5 over DePaul. So there you go. That's your card for a Thursday. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun. And let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.